welcome to my second podcast. This is Jackie Kunkel for Jackie's Quilting Chronicles. Today I would like to discuss something that a lot of you utilize. Being that I am a long arm quilter, a lot of quilters send their quilt tops to be machine quilted by people like me. Having been in the business for 9 years, quilting other people's quilt tops, a lot of people still ask, how do I prepare my top to give to you? So in today's episode, I would like to discuss the preparation of your quilt top to get the best results from your machine quilter. The first step is obviously to speak with your machine quilter. Most machine quilters would like the quilts handed to them in the same manner as I do, with a little bit of difference maybe here or there, but for the most part, you will find that long arm quilters require certain things to happen with the quilt tops, backings, and batting prior to handing them over to them. So, one of the first things that I tell my customers is that the quilt top should be neatly pressed. This is because when it is loaded on the machine, it should lie flat. Now, when I say lying flat, I like to have quilt tops handed to me that are nicely pressed, but also the borders are not wavy. So, not only should you press it, but you should also make sure that your borders that are attached to your quilt top are not wavy. The best way to achieve this result is when you are attaching your borders is to measure across the middle of your quilt from side to side. Take that measurement, cut your top and your bottom border to that measurement. Then sew the top and the bottom border on, and then measure from the top of the quilt to the bottom of the quilt through the middle. Cut your side borders to that dimension. Add them to your quilt top at that point. If there's any easing of the quilt top to be done, it will be done when you're adding these borders in the fashion that I have described. Now, if you do your side borders first, do the exact opposite, and then attach your top borders. But this is really the most effective way to get your borders to lay flat and your quilt top to be square. So now, once your quilt top is all laid out flat and pressed, then you want to have your backing fabric also nicely pressed as well. When you're piecing your backing, what I like and what most long arm quilters like is if you're doing one or two seams down your back and you're not doing a particularly complicated back, what you need to do is you need to cut your selvages off. Part of the reason for cutting these selvage edges off is because they are a tighter weave than the rest of your fabric. And you really do not want that tight weave in your quilt. And you also want to press your seam open on your backing. And it should be at least a 5/8 inch seam or a 1/2 inch seam, not a 1/4 inch seam. Just because the quilt will lay better, lay flatter. So the two things you really need to do are cut those selvage edges off and press the seam open on your backing. Now, your backing fabric should also be larger than the quilt top. It should measure at least 8 inches longer than the quilt top and 8 inches wider than the quilt top. Meaning it should be at least 4 inches on every side larger than your quilt top. If it's bigger, that's fine. Don't cut it down. Part of the reason for this is because When you're loading a quilt on the long arm machine, normally a long arm quilter will clamp the backing fabric. So it needs that excess to hold it. Plus, quilting in general will shrink your quilt somewhat, not a lot. And of course, it depends on how dense the quilt is. So you need to have that extra fabric to take up the quilting. The quilt backing should also be square, meaning that your edges should all be even so we can load it effectively onto the machine. So that's it for the backing. Then most quilters, long arm quilters, usually can supply batting. They have batting that they like to work with and sell it. Most quilters will also accept batting from customers. In general, my theory is I particularly like two types of batting that I work with: warm and natural cotton, and also all of the Quilter's Dream products I use, the poly, the cottons, the blends. They all tend to quilt up very nicely. So those are products that I can supply and I sell to my customers. However, if they have a particular product that they like to work with, that's fine, and I will usually take them in. The only thing that I will not take, and I think most long-arm quilters won't, is a high loft bat. They typically are difficult to work with and don't achieve the vintage antique look of a quilt that most quilters are going for. So keep that in mind when you're trying to decide on what type of batting you want to use, and ask your quilter what type of batting they like to use. Another thing when you're thinking of having a quilt machine quilted is thread choice. Generally, long-arm quilters have loads of thread to use and to choose from. Most solid colors mostly are 100% cotton. Also, they have a variety of variegated threads and also different brands. Some quilters prefer different brands over others because they work better in the long arm machine, partly because the long arm machine tends to operate at a higher speed than a regular sewing machine. I typically use several types of thread. I use A&E's signature line of thread, which is 100% cotton. I also use their Pixels, which is a rayon thread. I also love Superior threads. They work fabulous in the long arm. I use their King Tut. I use their solids. I use Rainbows, which is a variegated rayon. They work fabulous. And there's another line that I also use is YLI. I don't tend to have as much of YLI, but I do use it, and it works well in the long arm. So you might want to ask if there's, you know, what your long arm quilter is using. If you have a preference, see if they have it or they carry it. Also, choosing your color of thread sometimes is important. Some quilt makers like to have their quilting blend in to their quilt. So this is important information to relay to your long arm quilter. If you want the quilting to stand out, make sure you relay that to them as well. So any thoughts that you have on that is very important. Now, another issue that you might want to discuss with your long arm quilter is the type of quilting that is going to be on your quilt. Typically, long arm quilters have several things that they can do with a quilt. They can do an all over edge to edge design. So you will hear those that terminology used. You'll hear overall, you'll hear edge to edge, you'll also hear pantograph. Those all mean the same thing. It means the pattern that is chosen will be the same over the entire quilt top from each edge to each edge. that is typically the cheapest type of quilting that you can get on your quilt top. And there are a lot of quilt tops that lend themselves to this type of quilting. And there are some wonderful, wonderful designs out there that can be chosen from. So make sure that you talk to your long arm quilter about that. Another service that long arm quilters offer is custom quilting. This, as a lot of you know, is where there are different motifs set into each block on your quilt, a separate border design, some stitch in the ditch, some stippling. You get a variety of different quilting on your quilt. This tends to be one of the more expensive ways to go. But if this is something that you have made that you are going to cherish for a long time to come, possibly even a wall hanging or something that's going to be given as a gift, you might want to consider this as an option. This typically will cost you double or more than that from the price of an edge-to-edge or overall design. So make sure you check with your quilter about the pricing on that. A couple other things that I offer, and some other long-arm quilters also offer, are basting service for those of you who want to hand quilt. We can baste your quilt relatively cheaply. So that is something that you might want to consider if you don't want to do the basting, but you just want to do the hand quilting. That is something a long arm quilter can do. Another service that I offer is semi-custom quilting. And that is categorized, for me at least, as you get a border design for your border, a stitch in the ditch around the border, and then you get an edge-to-edge continuous quilting in the body of the quilt. And that tends to run somewhere between the cost of an edge-to-edge quilting and a custom quilting. So it's kind of the middle of the road. So those are some options that you need to discuss with your quilter. One thing that you need to remember when you hand your quilt over to your long-arm quilter is that your pieces need to be separate when handing them over. The top and the backing need to be separate from each other, as well as if you are handing any batting over to them. Because of the way we load them, the pieces, it's critical that those pieces be separate. And typically, long-arm quilters, if they have to separate the top from the batting and the backing, they will typically charge a fee to do that because it does take time to do that. And also, if the quilt needs to be pressed, quilters may charge you extra for pressing your quilt top. Now, other things that quilters may offer is a binding service. I personally do not have a binding service. I do have someone that does binding for me if one of my customers requests it. So if that is a service that you're interested in, you should ask your long arm quilter if that is something that they do or if they have someone that will do it for you. So those are some of the ins and outs of long arm quilting. Also, I guess I should touch on one more thing. I do get quilts sent to me via mail. I've had some very long-term customers that come to my home and some that live far enough that they mail me quilts on a regular basis. What I suggest to those people who do ship their quilts to me is when they are packing their quilts to be shipped, is that they be shipped hopefully in a clear plastic bag. And part of the reason for the clear plastic bag is if something happens to that package, they can see that there is something of value in it. It doesn't necessarily have to be clear, but that is probably the best way to do it. I also tell them to insure it for at least $200. That way, if something were to happen to it, they would recoup their loss. I, to this date, knock on wood, have not had anything happen to any quilts that have been shipped back and forth. I've had great luck with both UPS and Priority Mail. Quilts have arrived to my home safely and also to back to my customers safely. So these are some tips that you should be able to utilize when packing a quilt. But also, first and foremost, when packing a quilt, please leave a note inside with all your information and any ideas that you have for the quilting to be done on your quilt. So, I hope that today's episode has answered some of those questions that you might have when sending a quilt to be quilted by a machine quilter. Next episode, hopefully, I will be focusing on another technique or topic that will be of interest to you. Until next time, this is Jackie Kunkel. Happy quilting.